With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Willette. Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester fielded questions about the impeachment inquiry, improving rural health care, and the latest on trade negotiations at a face-to-face town hall in Billings Thursday.
Yes, how are you? Oh, my goodness.
More than 100 people showed up to the Montana State University's Petro Theater for Tester's third town hall of the year.
These are important meetings. They're a bit of mental gymnastics for me because I don't exactly know what you're going to ask.
For over an hour, people tossed softballs and curves.
The first one has to do with our president soliciting dirt from a foreign government.
Yes.
And I don't hear very much about what's going on in the Senate. That's my first question, is in terms of how you view this particular problem and how, being a member of the Senate, you're going to address it.
If, in fact, this comes to fruition and what's claimed to be happening and what I kind of read in the transcript happened, then we got a problem. And we've got to hold people accountable. On the other side of the coin, I think there's still more information that has to be brought up before you get a situation of a quid pro quo. I sound like a lawyer, but I'm not. Okay.
In a press scrum after the town hall, Tester said the House investigation should be narrowly focused and shouldn't bar Congress from addressing other legislation like government spending, trade agreements, and infrastructure.
My name is Barbara Gulick, and from Billings.
Mm-hmm.
What legislation you might sponsor or support that would fall within the framework of the Green New Deal?
There were extracurricular things, we'll call them, put into that bill that have nothing to do with climate change. And they were taken out later, but nonetheless, they were put in. For example, we're going to guarantee a job for everybody. That takes the eye off the ball, and quite frankly, was, in my opinion, and I'm not always right, but my opinion was not a smart thing to do. So I will tell you that there are proposals from cap and trade to taxes on carbon to credits for wind and solar, which I have traditionally been in favor of. I would rather approach it from a carrot than a stick of dynamite.
Good afternoon, Senator Tester. My name is Joy Honey. I'm professor of sociology here at MSU Billings.
Thanks.
What I really want to know is, in terms of legislation, in terms of policy, what do you think would be most important in confronting the problem of suicide in Montana?
Well, first of all, the bill that I got isn't going to solve everybody's problems, and is not going to solve the mental health crisis among farmers or any other group, but I think it's a step.
Tester recently introduced a bill that would funnel $3 million toward a public awareness campaign aimed at destigmatizing mental health care among farmers.
You know, I was told some years ago that mental health is probably the biggest health care issue this country is going to face over the next 50 years, and I agree with that. We just need to get more folks on the ground. So what's that mean? You got to make college affordable for those folks that want to go into those areas. Should make college affordable for anybody who wants to go into any area, but specifically if you want more folks to go into psychiatry, psychology, social work, family therapy, all that stuff. And then make it, if they get the benefit, that they have to contribute some time in the rural areas of our state.
My name's Robert Hill. Glad you're here, Senator Tester. My
question
is, what's the latest on the tariffs?
There's probably not a person in this room that doesn't think that China needs to be held accountable. The problem is that if you're going to hold China accountable, you can't do it alone, not in this day and age. You've got to have your allies with you, and we don't. And I just don't know how this is going to end up as a good story in the end. I mean, USMCA is going to get passed. I have no doubt about that, but it's not that much different unless you're a dairy farmer or you manufacture a few auto parts. It's not that much different than NAFTA. And so are we going to end up going through all this misery for nothing? And I'm concerned that that might end up being the case.
Good afternoon, Senator Ed Saunders, Laurel, Montana. Thank you very much for holding this forum. I'd like to know your thoughts on the long-term challenges of VA Montana in attracting and keeping qualified medical health providers for Montana's veterans, and I thank you.
I think if recruitment is important, I don't think it's nuclear physics. I think it's just a matter of making sure you got the right people at the table when you're doing the recruitment. Go to the school and get the superintendent, get the banker, and get the guy that's in the head of the medical center and get them be a part of the recruitment team. takes a little bit of work, take a little additional work, but you end up with somebody who knows the community and is talking to people who are sold in that community.
About 24 people questioned Tester. Town halls have become a contentious issue in recent years as voters demand access to their representatives in Congress. While Tester has held several town halls in person, his Republican colleagues, Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Greg Gianforte, often hold them on the phone. Daines and Gianforte say this allows them to hear from more people. Detractors say the teletown halls lack transparency. In Billings, I'm Nikki Ouellette for Yellowstone Public Radio News.